In the same way that firmness is important in a child's life, so is relationship. In fact, I would say that these two ingredients together are necessary often for children to change. Sometimes just the firmness works, sometimes just the relationship works, but it's best when the two are grouped together so that children are experiencing the firmness within the context of the relationship.
The relationship communicates something special to the child, that we're together in this. I appreciate you. You're part of this family. We really like being together. It motivates the child to change for different reasons, because the child needs to maintain that relationship. They enjoy being with you too. So as we build relationship, then children are more motivated to stick within the boundaries because they value the relationship.
See, I think that parents tend to gravitate toward either a strict approach or a relational approach when they work with their children. There's nothing wrong with either of those. You can raise children and you can do it well, even in a godly way, having an emphasis either on the strict side or on the relational side. Sometimes one parent in a family focuses more on the strictness and the other focuses more on the relationship, and they feel like they're at odds. But the real asset would be if they could combine their strengths and come to the parenting process taking the advantages of both of those approaches. They're both valuable as we're working with children. Furthermore, the unique needs of a child must be taken into consideration. Some children benefit when parents emphasize more the relational side of parenting. Other parents see that their children benefit when they emphasize the more firm approach. Both are helpful, and in fact, sometimes you change around over the course of a child's life in order to communicate the message. But it's important to understand the value of relationship as part of the process.
The relationship side of things takes a child's needs and interests into account. What does the child like to do? How does the child like to be loved? Let's take the child's interests into account as we're making decisions for the family. What does this child need from us today? That's all a part of relationship building, so that we're building vision with children, that's getting them all on board together. We're taking more time with them to understand what makes them tick. And that part of the relationship then helps to move them forward.
If you're experiencing some challenges in your relationship with your child, you might want to just ask the question, am I emphasizing the firmness without relationship? Because it's that relationship that becomes really the oil in the machinery that allows the firmness to be most effective. Furthermore, it's relationship that becomes the vehicle through which values and convictions are passed. As we develop that relationship, children are more apt to receive what we have to say. When parents spend time with children, enjoying the relationship, and then ask them to help out getting ready for dinner, often they'll see a greater responsiveness in the heart of that child. The two just go together, relationship and the instruction or the firmness that we do with kids.
So the relationship says, I really like you. I appreciate you. I want to know what your favorite color is and who your favorite friends are. And I want to know more about you. I want to get to know your heart. And then we take that into account when we're making decisions about family life. That's all building relationship. It's making family life a fun place to be. And it's helping children to feel valued in their role within the family.
Even when you go to correct a child, there's ways that you can do that are more relational than the emphasizing the firmness side. You might say to a child, I'm having a problem that involves you, and I'd like to ask your advice for addressing this problem before I make a decision. And then to explain the problem, you know, I'm seeing disrespect here. I feel like I need to make a decision here, a parenting decision. I need to discipline you in some way, but I wanted to ask your advice first. That's the kind of relational approach that often wins the day.
It communicates value to the child, value for who we are together, value for the family. All of those things help the child to feel like this is the place I want to be. I want to also work to maintain relationship because I feel comfortable here. I enjoy being here. Those are the kind of things we want our children to feel in their hearts.
Sometimes it's wise to just listen to children, to say, I've never raised a Billy before. I'd like as many ideas as I can get. So if you've got some ideas, I'm interested in hearing them. That kind of a question often still addresses the relational dynamic between parent and child, but does it using a relational approach. When we use relationship and we build relationship into the process, then children are more responsive. Then we can put on the pressure in order to help children make some changes.